Wandering Rhythms here. Wandering Rhythms, that's right. I am Nick Legacy, and this is 2 hours of music spanning the globe. We just heard from a London-based band that kind of caught me by surprise. It sounded at first like, well, for the first like 7 minutes or so, like, well, Afrobeat at its best, but at its most authentic. And then they threw in like a Cuban song at the end. So, cool band. Apparently known for their cultural crossroading. I totally just made that up. I just paraphrased what it says. Effortlessly building bridges between rolling Indian raga rhythms, Afro-Cuban grooves, acid, jazz, funk, and free-flowing improvisation. I didn't make that one up. That's from Time Out London Magazine. Yeah. London-based huge band. Like, I can't even read how many numbers. There's like 20 people who played on album, 4 songs, 40 minutes long, in the Afrobeat tradition. This one features a collaboration with the keyboardist of Fela Kuti's band, Dele Sosimi, keyboardist. Yeah, wow. I didn't even say what the band's called. Ooh, bad DJ. It's Loki Terra meets Dele Sosimi, and the album's called Cube Afrobeat. And the song was Cube Afro. Yes. A little bit like that Afro-Cubism album came out a few years ago. It was musicians from Mali and from Cuba collaborating. This is similar but different. Loki Terra and Dele Sosimi. Yes, before that extended Afrobeat number, we heard Charlotte Adigeri from Ghent, Belgium, but also has background in the Caribbean, Guadalupe, I think I read. And that's from her brand new first EP, Sendoli. And the song was Okashi. Yes, very nice. Started out pretty typical, like pop music, and then the synths rolled in and everything changed. Yeah, nice. And before that, we played Coche Mea, a musician who's been on the scene for a while. He was the saxophonist from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. So this new solo album of his is on Daptone Records, and Coche Mea is a native Yaqui and Mescalero Apache Indian. And those are both groups from the south of the U.S. Yaqui is actually Mexico, and Mescalero Apache is New Mexico. So yes, certainly a cool mix of music. It's got the real Native American backdrop of the drums and the vocals, and then a little bit of Latin vibe in there. And I also heard a bit of like American gospel kind of in the vocal melody. Yeah. So, bam. Coche Mea. That's one word, by the way. Cochemea. And the album and song we heard, All My Relations, coming out in about a week. Yes. So, we will, in about 15 minutes, travel to central Turkey, the capital region, city of Ankara. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I've dug up some really nice stuff. But in the meantime, a few more songs to hear. We're going to next check out a band from Belgrade, Serbia. And they're called The Cyclist Conspiracy. The album, El Beso de la Muerte. So a little EP that came out very recently. And here is Below Good and Evil. So a cool mix of rock and roll and a bit of Eastern European flair to it. Check it out.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, Kel Asuf right there from Niger. Oh yeah, the desert blues scene is growing and it's really cool. It's really cool. Very different than what they're doing in Mali, like Tinaroland, but it's more like Bombino, but similar. You know, got the Fierce Overdrive and such. And yeah, new album just came out days ago, and by that I mean 3 days ago, February 15th. Friday's album release day, that's what I mean to say. Yeah, Black Tenere is the name of the album, and Kel Asuf right there. the song Franza. So, yeah, currently touring across the UK. So, yeah, getting international and then going to Germany, Belgium, France. Cool. So catch him when you can. Kel Asuf. It's K-E-L Asuf. And before that piece of music, we heard from a band from Serbia, the Cyclist Conspiracy. Sounds like a good Vancouver band name, Cyclist Conspiracy. But yeah, Belgrade, they got bikes. Not sure if they have bike lanes, but they got bikes. El Beso de la Muerte was the album, and the song Below Good and Evil. A cinematic journey through the wild prairie of great economic crisis, oil wells, tribal wars, technocratic control, towards the only horseman on the horizon. Man, they know how to write good descriptions to instrumental music. There you go. So, one last piece of music before our trip in the second hour of Wandering Rhythms to the capital city of Turkey. Not Istanbul. Yes. But I won't spoil it. I've already said it twice, but I won't spoil it. In the meantime, though, a very cool new jazz band from Tokyo, Japan called Ronin Orchestra. Whenever a band calls themselves an orchestra, you know it's going to be freaky. Based on, you can imagine, Sun Ra and his orchestra. So this is some cosmic jazz with a strong hip-hop influence as well. And the song's 13 minutes long, so conveniently they made a radio edit as well, which is 5 minutes long. But I think I'd rather play the non-radio edit because, I don't know, I just don't want things cut in pieces, you know? So, I don't think I'll play the full 13 minutes, but I'll play a portion and whatever seems logical of a Stranger Searching right here by the Ronin Orchestra. And it's some freaky stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Jazz, cosmic, funk. Boo-wah.